Hi there, this is Rangnil, and I'm all about your business online and life in between. Now, what I want to talk about today is a concept, and I can't at the moment find exactly what it's called in English. So if you know, please let me know. But this is what it's about. You know, when we go out in the world and we suddenly receive some sort of gift, it can be a physical gift, could also be some sort of service, you know, kind words, some sort of help. And it comes without us being prepared, and we're kind of like, wow. And you know what can happen? At least that's what I often feel, is that I feel kind of a guilt, and I immediately want to give something back, you know, try to give that help back, or that service back, or that gift back in a way, so that the other person can feel good as well. And what I've learned over time is that that's not the way it works. We all are in tons of different relationships. It can be, you know, and whatever different relationships we are, if that relationship is based either consciously or unconsciously about always having to, you know, be in balance, equal any kind of help, support, love, whatever it is, we don't have a sustainable relationship. So let's say it doesn't matter actually if it's a romantic relationship, a friendship relationship, a business relationship, a family relationship. What we give in, we will eventually get back, but it doesn't need to be from that exact same person. Now I'm going to give you an example of that. So, you know, if you are a mother or you have children around you that you spend time with, and especially when they are small, you know, you can give them all your time and affection, love and care. And you might not know until they are grown up if that really was what they needed. You will have no idea. But if you go in as a parent and try to get that child to give you all that love, attention and care back when they are children, that is not a good and healthy relationship. We all know that. But the same thing applies to adult relationships. If you take, for instance, romantic relationships, and I've heard this quite a lot, you know, when people saying that, you know, why doesn't he and she do this and that? I always do this and that. And you have these arguments, and typical example is that, oh, I do all the, you know, domestic parts, I do all the cleaning, I do all the cooking, he doesn't do anything, or the opposite around, you know, why doesn't she do this and that? She's always outside. And we start a blame game. And it's almost like we think that if we can be totally 100% equal in everything we do and give and put into this relationship, then it can work. The problem is that we are waiting for the other person to do the same as we give. So, you know, it's like, okay, so if I give my time to you now, then I expect you to give your time back. That's not a sustainable relationship. And you know why? I believe it's because we are all different. And it's not until we can respect each other and find that uniqueness and the greatness of the other person that we can have a loving and sustainable and long-term relationship. If I were to measure everything I did with every single person I would do it for, you know, whether it was work or in romantic relation or in families, that wouldn't work. Because how do you measure that? It will be like, okay, if I give you a present for Christmas, I expect that you give me a present back. What happens then is that there's no love in that giving of that present. You go out and buy a present because you think you have to, because it's like a unsaid but still a rule between you two that we're going to give each other presents, but we don't have any love in doing so. It doesn't come from a place of love. It comes from a place of we just share the amount. So I give you give me. And that's one of the reasons why I, you know, even going out and using money as a present is that then what's the amount? What's the amount? Is £10 a lot or nothing? Is £100 a lot or nothing? When you give something, the magic happens when you buy or create and give something because you want to give that person something without expecting anything in return. And that sometimes is harder than you think. the same idea about this relationship and giving back and getting back and giving and all this back and forth applies to any type of relationship, even in business. Now, I had this experience just a few hours ago where I was literally blown away because I was asking a person that I highly admire and I wanted to buy her services. And I was asking, you know, how do I go along to do so? And I also want to buy a gift card and, you know, just guide me. And the response was, I want to give you this for free. And there's absolutely no reason why I should do that. And I was totally blown away. And like I said in my introduction, I immediately felt kind of a guilt. And my immediate thoughts were, oh, how am I going to pay her back? How can I give the same value back? Because I can't, I know, you know. And all these thoughts came running in my head. And I kind of wrote that in a very, you know, dumb way, but I didn't know how to write it. And the response was, no, I truly want to give this to you, but I will respect you if you won't take it, but I truly want to give it to you. And I had just had to literally sit down for just a few minutes and just, you know, soak it all in. And then this concept came back to me and this idea that I've been having in my life for years and years, that what we give out to other people, what we give to other people will eventually be given back to us, not from the exact person we gave it to, but from somewhere else. So the thing is, this goes in a beautiful spiral. Like it's not like hitting the ball back and forth. It's more like being on a team and you throw me the ball and I throw the ball to someone else. And I knew at that point that if I didn't take this gift from this person with every part of me being so grateful, then that opportunity would not come back. Because what I was given, one thing was that gift, but I was also given the opportunity to give that gift to someone else, not her, but someone else. So I knew, okay, so I will get in that position where I can give my time and my knowledge or whatever it is to someone else for free. And when that time comes, I will know. And I believe the same thing applies, like I said, to any kind of relationship. Any kind of relationship. If we go into a relationship with our husband, our wife, our, you know, our spouse, whoever it is, and we go in, or we are in that relationship, believing honestly that he or she needs to give us back the exact same amount of time and love and affection and maybe even gifts, that relationship can never, never sustain, because there will be always a battle. What is the value? What is the value of your time, my time? You know, am I better at cooking or are you better at cooking? You know, it's on that level. And, you know, the other person can think that, well, I did vacuum the floor. And you will think, well, that's not good enough. And then the argument is all over again. And the same thing with business. So if you are in, you maybe have employees or you have a boss or you are partnering with someone in business. And if you always think that whatever you give that other person, all those other people, they have to give you back, you will always be in lack and there will never be this play in a team. It will be more like a battle where you both kind of try to hit the ball in a tennis match and it's just getting worse and worse and more dirty because you're trying to kind of hit yourself down, hit the other person down instead of playing that team game. That team game where you don't know all the team members yet. Where you can get that ball from that other person, or you send that ball to someone else, knowing that the ball will continue its way around, you know, getting to all these different people when time is right, with the right effort and with the right amount of love. And when we do that and we play that game, what happens, and this is truly, I mean, really, really true, and it's so magical, is that the more we do this, the more we receive back. It's like, and it's really crazy. And it's the opposite from when we expect back. And we know this concept about giving unconditional love when it comes to parenting. It's been said a lot about it, so we know that. But unconditional love is also something we can apply to every people we meet. Or maybe we can't give it to everyone, but at least we can do that with those we care about. So when it comes to, like I said, your business partners, your employees, your boss maybe, your neighbors, your family, your friends, see what you can do out of unconditional love and not expecting back. And I think there's been something I've been, you know, not really aware of, that it's been something I've been thinking about since I was a child. And just to give you, you know, a little bit of story behind that, I remember even as a child, I always found it really strange how I watched adults would buy gifts out of, you know, kind of this concept of, is this good enough, expensive enough? And if the receiver didn't give the kind of reaction that the adult would expect, they would be kind of, oh, it was not good enough. He or she didn't thank me. He or she didn't call me back. And it was this underneath conditioned kind of love. The gift was never given out of pure joy, out of the pure feeling, I want to give you something. It was always given with a condition that I want you to say thank you, I want you to see me as a good guest. Well, it doesn't work that way. Well, it can, of course, work, you know, it can work like materialistically, but it will never create that flow in relationships when you have that condition. So all my babble around this is, you know, I know this is a huge topic and it's not, you know, said, everything is not said with this in this short episode, but what I want you to think about, and I will do it myself, is whenever you get into a situation where you are giving something to someone, it can be your time. And when I say time, it doesn't mean the amount of time. It could be anything, like you are, you know, you are preparing dinner for your kids or the rest of your family. Or you are helping someone in work. So you are writing something for someone, or you're just looking through something to help someone. It could be that someone asks, can you please pick up my kids after school? It can be, can you give me an advice? Do you have 5 minutes on the phone? Can you please just give me an advice? Anything. Anything where you find yourself in the position of being the giver. But also when it comes to physical gifts. So let's say you are being invited to someone and you want to bring something for that party or that dinner or whatever it is. Then before you do this, just take, you know, 30 seconds and just feel within. Am I doing this unconditionally? Or do I honestly have some kind of conditioned, you know, in this giving? Do I expect something from the other person when doing this? And what is it that I expect? As a parent, it can be something like, okay, I expect my kids to actually go to bed and be nice tonight. It could be, you know, I expect them to say thank you. When you give a gift, it can be, I expect them to say, oh, wow, or you didn't have to. And then they would give me something back. When you give an advice, it can be, I expect them to do the same for me. I expect them to really say how much they appreciate that I'm using my time on this. Anything. I'm just making up things now just to give you an idea. Anything. And when you are honest with yourself, you will maybe see that, whoa, I'm not giving always unconditionally. I actually have a lot of conditions in what I give. And that's when you can start to rewind and say, okay, where can I stop this? Because now I'm having this match that doesn't take us anywhere. And I'm probably just going to be, you know, not very happy, because people will not respond the way I, you know, expect them to do. So why do I even bother? And instead, see if you can come to this place where I'm doing this because I want to. I'm doing this because I want to. And as I'm recording this, we are heading towards Christmas. Still weeks to go, but still we're heading towards Christmas. And this is a good example. When you go out and buy gifts for your family or friends, when you go out and buy, so ask yourself, am I buying this so that they can say, wow, or am I buying this because I want to give them this? And it doesn't matter because I can't control how they react. But if I give something out of pure love, then how wrong can it go? And if you don't feel you have anything like that, you feel, well, I'm just giving because I have to, maybe stop. Maybe stop. Maybe get to the point where you say, well, why should I or we give each other gifts when there is no real, you know, want, love to actually give each other anything? We're just doing it out of a kind of routine. Maybe we can do something else instead. We can, you know, use that money and, you know, go on a concert or something instead. I don't know. But my point is to be aware, start to be aware on how we play this game. Are we doing like this really hard, tough conquer match, or are we playing on this team with all these team members that we not even know about yet? And back to my my experience, you know, a few hours back, when you do receive gifts in any kind, any form that you didn't expect and they do blow you away, first of all, it's a kind that it's giving you from an unconditional place. And I truly believe that what's good to do then is to say thank you and, you know, embrace that gift and know in your heart that you can give all this gratitude and love back, and then you will be given the opportunity to give the same kind of value to someone else. Something completely different, of course, but the same value. You will be given that chance on another day, and you know when that time is. So I still haven't figured out what that saying is, what it's called. But the idea is that, you know, we receive whatever we have been given out to someone else. So what we give out will eventually come back. So I hope this gave some sort of meaning. I haven't just been babbling around. And please let me know if this made sense or if it gave you some new perspective. So until next time, bye-bye.